we've got in studio Aaron and Igor from Mr. Floor. And might I say, guys, good seeing you guys again.
Yeah, great to see
you. Great to see you, Ray.
You guys have been doing some work around here.
A little bit.
A little bit. Like, the floors are rocking. These things are, and oh, by the way, we're going to do something right now. We're going to do a go live on Facebook on the Mighty House page. We're going to give this a shot.
Yes, oh, wonderful. So, I've been told I have a face for radio. Perfect.
Yes, and a voice for newspaper.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I know. I have the same thing.
When you've been on the radio for as many years as you.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. Hit live. Go live now. Let's see what happens. 3, 2, 1. And okay. Looks like we're live. There we go.
Keep
and
talking, there's, though.
Can you hear
that?
Us now?
You have to keep talking.
We
though.
Have to keep talking.
We have to keep talking, not just look at you and your
That's
phone.
Right. So okay. And there's Sherry.
Remember when Dad would bring out the 8mm camera
yes.
and everybody would just stand there and smile.
Right.
And like,
hi, we're
do
here.
Do something.
Exactly.
And there's Ben sitting back there. See, there
Ryan,
he is.
Turn your phone Ben. The other way because it's not. It's broadcasting in the opposite.
What's it?
90 degrees off.
I got to go like this?
Yep.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
We look like we were staring at our heads.
So there's Igor. Okay, try it one more time.
Hey, guys. I'm waiting for it to rotate now.
Okay. Oh, it's back. There we go.
Now, hang on. You're good.
Yeah. So
you should be good.
There. Now.
There it goes.
You're good?
Yes, you're good now. Stay like that. So you have to broadcast with
don't
your phone
just like that.
Up and down.
Yeah, don't move, but move.
Actually, the video is awesome.
Don't move, but talk.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. All
so
right.
There's about a 20-second delay.
Oh, is there? Okay.
In the video.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So give us a quick rundown on Mr. Floor there, Igor.
Yeah, so Mr. Floor is a family-owned business founded by Felix, my dad, 1987. So we're celebrating our 30th year.
Really?
Wow.
Very, very proud of that fact. Yeah, we've got a great team. We do pretty much all different types of floor coverings, floor refinishing, repairs. So MrFloor.com, 847-674-7500 is our phone number. We'd love to talk to you if you have any questions or need anything.
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, you at the other place we were at,
yeah,
you guys came in every week. We talked all the time about floors and different things going on. You never talk about your showroom that's 5 blocks away.
Yeah, it's like right down the street here now. It's
so,
fantastic.
Why don't you ever talk about that? You've got like this whole diamond sitting there that you don't want to talk about.
Well, we do. Yeah, we definitely want to talk about it. It's a beautiful showroom. We have a lot of different products on display. We really refer to it as an idea center. We have a lot of different colors and textures and just a lot for people to come in and take a look at and take in. But it's a conversation starter. So if you're not sure what you want to do, if you're not sure the direction you want to go in, you come by, we walk the showroom, we have a lot of product on the floor installed,
yeah.
And we rotate products regularly, so we're always trying to keep up with the latest and greatest.
Right.
And it's just a great place to get a conversation started.
So, hey, Robbie?
Are you there? I'm back.
Okay.
Igor, did you know I was gone?
The bowl is clean, right,
yes.
Robbie?
Hey, I was gone for a long time.
She was refilling the bowl.
I said, hey, tell them I'm back.
Yeah, so and I just want to make sure you were there. So here's what happens on Saturdays. If you go there, Saturdays around noon or so.
Oh, see, now he's making it public.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's 1 o'clock.
Oh, you got to be here at 1?
It is awesome.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, I have to say, the showroom is beautiful. I went with my husband, and he walked in, and he's like, whoa, you can't tell from the outside that you have a gorgeous showroom on the inside.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
And plus, the people are sweet.
And Robbie, tell everybody what happens at 1 o'clock.
What happens?
Well, what happens?
Is that okay?
Sure.
Is that okay
we'll
to tell
have
people?
We'll just have to make it a little, we'll have to order a little more, but that's okay.
Yeah, so,
food?
Yeah.
We have shots with Dad. We have shots.
Is it wrong?
What kind of shots?
Yeah, you have they break out the ouzo or something. What is it?
Yeah, we
it's
were doing
water.
It depends on what you like.
It's not water.
When Robbie came by, it was scotch, but
right.
That's okay, you know.
So yeah, they.
And then we tried to leave, and your dad was like, "Hey, by the way, you can't leave yet because we're on our round two of shots."
Oh,
I'm like, okay. and we had round two, and it was, you know. Yeah,
we were just, listen, it, Robbie, fabulous. We're just looking to entertain our clients. That, yes. That's really all it is.
So here's the moral of the story. Stop by around noon. Go to the showroom. What's the address?
3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie.
There's a free lunch and shots after lunch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Restock the bar. Okay, got it. All right.
That's when we signed the deal.
It makes it much easier to make selections that way.
See, Robbie came in, but she left before the third shot.
Yeah, so
third round.
Right.
Yes, I did. Now, can it be only if you mention Robbie and Mighty House?
That's a great idea. That's what we should do. That's going to be the password. So you have to knock on the door.
Yeah.
And then say Robbie sent me.
Okay.
And then you're in.
Nice.
You're in the door.
So if they don't knock on the door and they don't say Robbie sent me, we're not going to let them in?
We will, but they won't partake.
Oh, they're not allowed to do, no eating,
exactly.
No drinking.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Right. You have to make them have the special password.
Right. That's right.
Or we'll charge for it.
Easy experience.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll charge for it.
Okay, so you guys have putting in some flooring around the studio and the station here. This stuff's pretty cool. So,
What are they installing other than flooring? Can you be more specific?
Well, yeah. Aaron, go ahead.
We're
doing show and tell on
Show
Facebook.
And tell, because I was listening earlier and they said that they were going to do this. So I actually brought a piece of the LVP in. This is a luxury vinyl plank. It's actually an engineered because it has a attached acoustical barrier on the back, which is the black part.
Put it right up to the camera there.
I don't know if you can see that.
Show us the edge.
Okay, I'm gonna have Sherry do show and tell.
Oh, there
okay?
we go. Yeah.
So the edge, the black part is
Sherry's
the acoustical.
Vanna.
There you go. The black is the acoustical membrane. Then you have a waterproof core in the middle, and then you have a 20 mil wear layer vinyl on the top, and it's all one piece, and it's a click together, and it is awesome.
This is really good click. Right here. Yeah. This is really sturdy. I've sold materials that are not sturdy like this.
Yeah.
This is not going to, you know, break apart when it's being
It seems to be holding up together, and you just put this in a commercial application. So is it
right? This is
good enough for a floor?
It is a commercially rated product. It's got a 15-year commercial warranty on it. We've got a ton of different colors. We have also stone looks. If you don't want to have a wood look, you can get a stone look in the same thing.
No, I have to
Ryan,
tell you.
Can you get a shot at the finished floor?
Okay.
I'm ahead of you. I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook.
So while Ron is doing that, I just want to tell you, I spent the last week in Las Vegas at the Surfaces convention, which is probably the world's biggest convention in terms of floor covering.
Yeah.
And the talk of the town were these LVP and LVT products, so luxury vinyl plank and luxury vinyl tile. And it's unbelievable the looks that you're going to start to see coming to market.
Well, okay, but...
Well,
vinyl's
and my favorite aspect of this is that it's not necessarily cheap, but it can be used below grade.
That's exactly right. Not only that, Rich, but it can also go over slightly uneven surfaces,
right?
Such as what we have in studio.
oh yeah,
you know, and so
slightly.
You know, I'm trying to be polite, yeah. But my point is from a technical standpoint, you know, with an old laminate floor, you'd have to have almost a perfect level,
right,
or perfect flatness, mm-hmm. let's say, right, so that it doesn't teeter totter and you know come apart. This stuff is malleable, so it'll go down over irregular surfaces, and it'll be okay.
Let me tell you.
Is it thick enough where it will not just telegraph, you know, like those bad spots in the floor?
Right.
Like if there was a
it
little ding in the floor. It will not telegraph.
Will
through.
Not telegraph.
Correct.
No.
That's what the core helps you with. You know, the actual core gives you that density.
So as a homeowner.
Remember, the original vinyl plank was much thinner, and it looked great when it went down, but a
but
year later
it
might conform to everything. Right. Everything mm-hmm. would show through.
Right.
So as a homeowner with four ancient pets, I have a 22-year-old cat.
You have dinosaurs?
Yes. My cat looks like a dinosaur.
Oh, all right, we got to take a break.
All right, I'll hold the phone.
You guys can stick around?
Absolutely.
Sure. Oh, wait, we're going to stick around here. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Oh, you're a dinosaur.
Here I come to save the day. Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. Let's bring everybody back in. There we go. Good. Are you good?
Where were we?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
I was telling you about living with LVP on my first floor and my ancient pets.
Yeah, the thing is, everybody says vinyl. That's the cheap stuff.
That's sheet vinyl comes on a roll. It's the old
linoleum.
Fashion. Linoleum. Yeah.
This is different. This is totally different. It looks very rich.
Why is this better for her with dogs than the vinyl that, you know, of those of us growing up in the 70s think vinyl, well, that was in our kitchens and bathrooms. Right. Well, why is this so much better than that vinyl?
So a couple things. The first thing is the floor we're standing on is what we call a floating floor, right?
Right.
So we're now able to take vinyl and we're able to float it, meaning that it comes with a tongue and groove locking mechanism. We lock it down, we lay it down. If Sherry's dog somehow was able to damage a plank, we can actually pop that plank out, replace it,
right,
and it's done. It's no problem. There's no matching issue. There's no trying to seam a square in like in the olden days.
I saved a box of it.
There you go.
So that I did.
Yeah.
So, but you know, too, then like for remodeling purposes, like say something went wrong with my dishwasher and I needed to replace something, then I'd have a couple extra pieces to replace it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old time and it's actually still around, but the sheet good material is all glued to the ground, and it's also seamed, and what you see after time passes is those seams start to split and you get bubbles and stuff like that. You'll never see that with this type of product. And the big benefit to this type of product is when you have a home that may have been built a long time ago and have those nasty little tiles that you don't want to touch, you can float right over those types of tiles.
Or
if you still have that sheet vinyl, instead of pulling it up, you just go right over it.
That's exactly what I did.
That's the benefit of floating.
Yeah. And it's virtually waterproof.
It is waterproof.
But it's not clinky.
It's not clinky, no.
You know, when the Pergos first came out, you'd walk on them and you'd hear clink, clink, clink.
That was the biggest turnoff. A lot of clients didn't want it because they heard that click, 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 and especially a lady in high heels. It would resonate throughout the entire room.
I couldn't stand it when I had my high heels on and I'd walk across that. It just drive me crazy. So I just couldn't.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I did not need that visual.
See, once again, there's that visual. You know?
Exactly. there is no hollow sound with this product.
And it also doesn't have, when Pergo first came out, it looked like a photograph of wood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is beautiful. You don't know unless you get right up on it and look down at it. Sometimes I have to reach down and touch to see.
Yeah, so they're now, you're absolutely right, Sherry, and they're now not only high definition photography, something around the 600 or 800 megabytes.
Dots per inch.
Whatever the technical term for it is. But, you know, so I was talking to some of these vendors at the show this past week, and this is what they're talking about, is the photography's gotten so unbelievably good.
Yeah, it's like high-def TV.
It's high-def TV. It's like 4K.
Right.
High-def TV really is what it is, right?
It is.
And then they're able to emboss or deboss, so they're putting texture in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're right up on it, you cannot tell. You absolutely cannot tell that it's not, you know, real wood.
And it's also, like, not an often repeating pattern. Like, they can take a photograph of a huge, like, maybe, you know, a 10 by 10 or 10 by 20 photograph, and then the pattern doesn't repeat until the next 10 by 10 or 10 by 20.
Yeah, it's not every four planks is the same.
Right. It's amazing.
Yeah. So this really turned out cool and it really looks good. How much of this stuff are you installing versus a traditional wood flooring?
You know, more and more every day.
Really?
Because the applications are so limitless for the product. I mean, you know, if you have a traditional home and you have a plywood subfloor and you want to put in a wood floor, you're still going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits of wood are significant, and you know, we can refinish them, we can stain them, we can do a variety of different things. If you sell your home to me and I just want to change its color and you have a wood floor, I'll come in and refinish it and, you know, put my own spin on it, right? So there's a lot of benefits that way. But in terms of these types of products, as Rich was mentioning earlier, below grade applications, right? So if you have a basement, lower level, crawl space, you know, that you're trying to, you know, sort of beautify or whatever the case is. You put this product in, you're done. I mean, there's really nothing to it.
You don't have to worry about the moisture.
You don't have to worry about the moisture. There's really nothing. It's antimicrobial. There's nothing that can really grow on the surface. It's just one of those things where it gives us a lot more options, whereas we didn't have those options before.
Right. And Robbie?
Yeah.
What's your question?
How much?
Versus regular four. So what?
So it'll be less expensive, but the nicer stuff, like the stuff we're putting in studio right now and the products we generally work with, we kind of cherry pick, and we're very selective about, you know, which products we want to work with. But it can be as expensive as, some wood floors. So
really?
it's you know, if it's done right, and again, you're doing it for a different, you know, sort of purpose. You're using a commercial product, maybe residentially, right? We would use this product residentially. So commercially, 15-year warranty, residentially, lifetime. The stuff will last you forever. So if you pay a little bit more, you're gonna get your money's worth.
Well, and you're not worried about the dog's nails scratching it, or an accident in the house,
We're putting this in basements all the time.
Right. And one other thing that you may not realize too, I mean, this stuff's 3/8 inch thick or less. So you have a lot less problems around the house if you're using it in a remodel application, where you don't have to be cutting door jams, recasing everything. You know, you can't just throw a 3/4 inch thick hardwood floor down and not cause issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Rich. Yeah. One other thing I want to mention quickly is a lot of these products, and Aaron was showing, and we have it on the live feed from Facebook now, the padding that's underneath it. Well, the padding serves a couple of functions, one of which is it's an acoustical padding. So a lot of work that we do in high-rise buildings, there's a requirement to be acoustically insulated. So one thing that I was discussing with a lot of the vendors at the convention was, you know, are there acoustical ratings for these floors? And there are, and they're exceeding, not only beating, but actually exceeding a lot of the required acoustical sound deadening levels. So to Rich's point, in a high-rise building where I'm dealing with metal door jams, I can put in a 3/8 inch thick product and be acoustically rated, and it's a great floor, and I'm going under those door jams, and we're golden.
Right,
and
you don't have to worry about cutting down a steel
door. Exactly right.
Well, you also don't have to worry about the weight.
Right, that
you
too.
Because you'd have to use an engineered hardwood in there.
Absolutely. Extremely versatile product, really, really making some serious waves. And the biggest talk of that show were these LVP, LVT products. It's everybody's got one. Everybody's developing one. This is, I think, the future. We're just scratching the surface now.
LVP, luxury vinyl plank. Or luxury vinyl tile.
Right, and it's just the plank makes it look like wood, and the tile makes it look like non-wood. Yeah. Right.
And luxury vinyl, those two words just don't go together.
But when you look at it, it does. When you look at it, it does.
When you see it, yeah.
And you know what? It's really taking off in like the rental communities. Because it's very, very easy to maintain. If their renters and tenants damage it, they can pop out a board, replace it. So you're seeing a lot more of it in the rental communities as well.
Oh, it makes so much more sense. Because, they're throwing their wet towels down on the floor and not picking them up.
Yeah, renters wreck, the people who don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and I was at New City Development down in the city.
Yeah.
And that's a high-rise rental unit. And that's in the hallways, it's in all the units, is all the vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, the looks are the visuals are so unbelievably lifelike that unless you get on your hands and knees and you start kind of feeling, and even then, you can't really even tell. I mean, there's very little downside. The only downside is that you can't manipulate it, right? So if I want to change its look or its color, that's really where wood is still king. Mm-hmm. But for durability and ease of use, you can't beat it.
So like a lot of the new carpets that are out, is this a recyclable product?
It is recyclable, and as a matter of fact, Rich, a lot of the manufacturers that we work with, they're actually using recycled materials to manufacture some of these. So it
would offer lead points.
Absolutely.
And cradle to grave.
Absolutely right.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think it's
great.
Well,
no, that's important nowadays. I mean, a lot of the new carpet, I'm not a huge fan of carpets in a way, but, a lot of the new carpets, if the manufacturers will actually take them back because it's recycled then.
Right, they have to be nylon, but yes, absolutely. They can't recycle a polyester, but they can recycle the nylons.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the new vinyl stuff. You guys do the traditional wood flooring.
Absolutely, yeah, still a huge part of our business.
And sand and refinish?
Correct.
What about if you scratched up the floor a lot? Can you still get that kind of stuff out? Like where the chairs slide back and forth at the kitchen table?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if it's just a surface scratch, we have a process where we can come in and we can buff the floors and lay down a single coat of urethane.
What if it's a little darker in that area where the chairs go back and forth?
Ron, I'm coming over. I keep telling you that.
Is this a personal question?
I was trying to get around the schedule.
There's some history behind this question.
All right, I got it.
Can someone just take like a sander and like sand those areas off?
They can, but they shouldn't.
And just sand that little bit.
We will be seeing them when they're done.
It's nothing like the rings in the floors.
Oh yeah, no. Okay.
There you go.
Well, hang on 1 second here. Let me just try this. Call me 4-7-6-7-4-7-5-0-0. There you go.
Excellent.
That's all I could find.
That's okay. That's good enough. That's great.
So, again, your information?
So, Mr. Floor Company's located at 3828 West Oakton Street in Skokie.
Shots at 1 o'clock on every Saturday.
Shots at 1 o'clock. We cater in a lunch.
But you got to mention Robbie's name.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That. Yes. You can also visit us and find us online at MrFloor.com or simply call us at 847-674-7500.
Hey, Igor, don't we have a coupon code?
Yes, Aaron. So for the clients that are looking to purchase our phenomenal cleaning products, use the promo code WCGO, and you'll get a nice little treat.
Oh, there you go. So you get a discount.
Yep.
Go to Mr. Floor.
MrFloor.com. And
they're all non-toxic, environmentally safe.
Absolutely. Developed by us. It's taken us well over a decade to put them together. As a matter of fact, on your show, we rolled out our cabinetry cleaner, which has really taken off. And, again, just a phenomenal line of products.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, guys. We'll see you again next month. I guess we're going to do a Mr. Floor monthly.
Yeah, sounds great.
And bring
great.
In latest topics, latest floor trends.
Absolutely.
It's going to be awesome. So I appreciate your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
See you.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And with that, right now, I think, Robbie, you there? No, she's not. Okay.
I'm here.
You're there.
And she's always absent.
Yeah, that's what's going on. When she mutes her mic, then I can hear myself echoing back at her.
Yeah.
So there.
Well, and the funny thing, I mean, that's why Sherry's in today.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, you know, her company's great, but it's because Ron can't be in there alone. He'd freak.
I'm scared to stand in here by myself.
And it's not even dark.
I'm no better.
I know.
I wouldn't want to be in there alone either.
Yeah.
Well, it just feels weird, like you're standing in here talking to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not just that. We don't really truly have the gift of gab. I mean, if you get me on a subject that, you know, on construction or something, you can't shut me up. I'll go and go. And, you know, the boss will be standing there like, really?
Shut up.
You're boring the hell out of that guy. Leave him alone. I'm like, I'm just getting gas.
Right.
You know, this is at the gas station. So, and that's true.
Yeah.
I'll talk to anybody. But to stand there at that mic and just make stuff up, like,
yep.
You know, like a lot of talk show hosts or yep. There's a lot of people that do daily radio shows, and I don't know how they do it.
Yep.
This is not easy. And to just keep going and going.
And French, the guy that does the afternoons here, French, he just comes out. And he can stand here by himself for 3 hours and talk. And it there's no way. It doesn't take phone calls. He just stands here and talks about topics and blah, 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 blah. It's like, wow. That's a different level of expertise that I don't think I'll ever have.
I don't have that gift of just making it up as I go, I guess.
No, not at all. So, Mr. Floor was in here. That's pretty cool. Hey, Trixie, is she sitting there?
Yeah, she's there.
Hey, Trixie.
So one thing I miss, okay. I can't see the caution flag.
Yeah, we can't see any caution flags now. That's good for you. So we've got tickets to give away for the Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run. It is February 10th, 11th, and 12th. We've got a pair of tickets to give away this hour. And we can do that right now if you give us a call at 847-475-1590. That's 847-475-1590. You can give us a call right there and ask Trixie for tickets. And the fifth caller at 847-475-1590 will win the pair of tickets to the Old House, New House Home Show in Pheasant Run. That is February 10th, 11th, and 12th. And I think that's how much is it to get in? That's like a $15. It's $7 a piece, or $10 to get in?
Yeah, it's $7 or $8 to get in.
So, you know, it saves you a couple bucks. You get in there. They've got how many vendors in there?
Over 300, like 350.
Yeah.
There's a lot because it's not just the one building. It's not just the mega center.
Right.
They have a ballroom.
Yes.
And not only do they have them in the ballroom, they have them in the hallways surrounding the ballroom. They have them in the foyer as you're lining up to get your tickets. They're everywhere. But it's everything. I mean, it's everything about your home.
Right. Kitchens, bathrooms, windows,
roofs,
doors.
Gutters, everything. Yeah.
And then even I've seen generators.
Yeah, water heaters. You know, if you need to waterproof your basement.
Yep.
And it's really great because you can go and talk to these people face to face, kind of sort of like a little interview, you know, to see who you might want to hire and, you know, see what kind of response you're getting from them. And
when you're there, say, are you a NARI member?
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
That should be your first qualification. Yeah. Are you a NARI member?
Or you could ask them if they're a NARI member.
Either one. Yeah.
Either one.
That would be fine. So, again, 847-475-1590 if you want a pair of tickets and be the fifth caller. And Trixie will take that. Just say, hey, Trixie, I want those tickets to the home show. And she'll get you squared away. And if you miss out this hour, stay tuned. We're giving away more next hour and next couple of weeks.
And so, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Sherry, I was at the International Builders Show in Orlando.
Oh,
and same thing, couple tree booths there. I went to the NARI booth. You know, NARI has a booth at the International Builders Show. And so I went there, and I was, like, wondering who I was going to run into. And I thought Gwen was going to be there. But then I had saw on Facebook Dan Tay wasn't making the trip. He's, you know, chair of education. But I got there, and there was a couple of guys working a booth. One was from Iowa. The other was from, I think, Indiana or something. So they had volunteer staff in a booth. But it was a nice booth. They did a great job representing themselves at the International Builders Show. And hopefully they, you know, get some more quality remodeling members.
Right. Yeah, to be at the Builder Show, I'd be surprised that they were down there. So.
Well, they might have been there for competing with
NHB part. Remodelers.
Oh, is that KBiz and Builders together?
Yeah, they've combined.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I understand it was the biggest show ever, like over 75,000 people there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy busy.
Well, there was a time where KBiz had their own shows, Home Builders had their own show.
Right.
You know, the remodeler show. And you know, what happened was during the recession, the downturn, all those shows started combining together because they weren't drawing enough people. They weren't drawing enough vendors. So it sounds like this is starting to turn the other way again.
It is. Everything is starting to come back.
It is. But the upside for the way they're doing it now, and the reason I really like it, because I've been a member, you know, you've done the National Kitchen and Bath Industry and National Association of Home Builders and NARI, which is, you know, a little of both. You know what I mean? It's great. By combining them, you know, specific companies like Kohler and Moen and so on, you know, you can't go to a builder show and not look at the latest toilets, tubs, faucets, which is everything that the National Kitchen and Bath Association is about. So it makes no sense not to have them combined.
Right. And it's a good cost-saving measure for those vendors. It's a cost-saving because now they're going to one show instead of two.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure it's cost savings altogether, or they can just put all their eggs in one basket. No, I mean, seriously, like the Kohler booth was like a city block. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but it was not small.
Yeah.
I mean, it, you know, SM All, it was big.
That's
so
pretty cool.
But it's amazing what they have out there. But a lot of the manufacturers were like that. So I think it's great having them together. My problem is I got to get the company to allow me more than the day and a half, or you know what I mean? You need two full days to really go through.
To cover it all.
At least.
Well, because
to do it well.
The remodeler show, you could go back, you could go down there a few years ago and cover the whole thing in a couple of,
hours,
like an hour or two.
Yeah.
And so.
But there's a lot of new products out for kitchens and baths.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of new stuff coming out. There's a lot of new things now, like I said, because the economy's doing a lot better.
Yes.
So. There's a lot more of that kind of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of pent-up demand. You know, people weren't doing things.
Speaking of pent-up demand.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Robbie.
Shoo. I've been trying to interrupt you for the last hour.
We called for you.
I did. When we came back from the break, I said, are you there? And you never answer, so.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she just woke up.
Emails. We get emails.
Uh-huh.
Dear Mighty House. I'm in the process of purchasing a house. The crawl space looks like it's in pretty good condition, but the home inspector said that it was warm down there because the heat duct work is not insulated. He said that he likes a warm crawl space because it keeps it in better condition, but then it is not very energy efficient. Someone put sheets of plastic down, but it is not in very good shape. Also, there is gravel underneath. I'm just curious to know more about vapor barriers and the heat duct insulation. Is it important to put plastic down and or insulate the ductwork more? Thank you. Mm. And before you answer that, listeners, email Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-E, at mightyhouse.net if you have questions. Or call us now. You have an hour and a half left at 847-475-1590. Take it away.
Robbie, just so you know, You're coming in really good.
Yeah, you really are.
I mean, that is amazing.
I keep looking over to see if you're standing next to me, but you're not.
Yeah.
Aw, thank you. I've been practicing.
Yeah, is that what it was? I just
Whatever.
if we could get you up on the screen next to Rich, then that would be the last piece.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's working on a tablet. We could try it because I could always call her on Skype, and then she could answer the call, and then if her sound breaks up, because of the bandwidth she has, then she could drop Skype.
Right.
But we could try and go side by side on it. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's too much technology in one room.
The only way you could try is, or learn is to try. But anyway, back to her question about the crawl space.
Yes.
And stuff.
We were in the first hour we were talking about attics and air sealing the attics. Now we're going underground. And we're going to basically be talking about the same types of things. Take it away, Rich.
Yeah, very similar. I mean, you want to get a vapor barrier over that gravel, even if you want to do a mud slab, which is just a thin 2-inch thick concrete slab, you'd still want to put down a 6 or 10 mil Visqueen vapor barrier, run it up the walls a couple of inches so you can seal it off. But you definitely want to get that covered so that you stop all that moisture coming up through the ground. And once you do that, it's a matter of, you know, insulating the side walls all the way to the bottom of the floor deck. So if you can spray foam that rim joist around the perimeter, you no longer need to have a vented crawl space, and then you have no need to insulate your ductwork.
Right. That's exactly what happened. We just did one last week where we opened up the access panel to get into the crawl space, and it was it blew my hair back. There was so much
musty smell and the cold.
Yes. Yeah, so there was just that much air coming in from that crawl space leaking into the basement. It was amazing.
Wow.
So we got in there, we cleaned it up, we put the plastic down over the dirt and gravel, and then we had Innovative Insulation come in. We sprayed all the rim joists, closed up all of those vents.
Crawl space vents.
Mm-hmm. And it was unbelievable the difference it made.
Is that a costly thing to do?
That one was a 15 by 15. And I think with the insulation and everything, it was like $2,200.
Well, that's not bad.
She's going to save that in her heating. Now she's complaining it's too hot. We got to go back and balance. It's too hot in that
the
back
system.
Room now. Yeah, because we got to rebalance the system now.
So, all right, if your family room is over the crawl space
and
that room is like
always cold.
Yeah.
Always cold.
That would fix it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes a big difference. It doesn't quote, fix it, but it makes it, you know, helps. You'll be able to walk on the floors again with your bare feet.
Well, again, and this goes back to building codes and how they've changed. At one point, we were not required to, you know, nobody was required to put dirt over it.
Right.
So
we'll be back right after this with Clutter Clarity. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, and you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. It's all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And with that, are you ready, Robbie?
Ready, Freddy.
Okay, I'm going to get this thing rolling right now. Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save it from this prison. Lord, help me.
5 seconds delay. Thank you for singing, guys.
You got it.
Cause only you can save me now.
You're laughing at my delay.
I've been lost in my own place.
And I'm getting very far.
I know that I need to change
my ways of living.
How far is heaven?
Lord, can you tell me?
That's kind of like row your boat.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you do play some Motown, the delay would be perfect. Yeah. You know, it'll just be like, you know, that backup.
You can see you're doing a little backup chick moves.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You guys are very funny. So, this week I thought I would talk to you guys about some things that I've seen at clients' homes.
Uh-oh. No name calling, right?
I was going to say.
Right, like my relatives in Florida. No, it's not bad things. It's just, you know, we always talk about, do you love it? Yes, then you can keep it. Do you use it? You can keep it. Do you even like it? Why are you keeping things that you don't even like? Because somebody gave it to me, but I don't like it.
Okay.
But you know what? People aren't going to care. They're not going to think about it. So I'll tell you what.
But my Nana Smith gave that to me in 74. Shouldn't I keep that?
Posterity.
You have the freedom to let go of things.
But she'll know.
You do.
She'll know.
You know, no, because I was talking to somebody about that last night, and they said, I don't remember what I've given to all these people. You know, I don't remember which things I've given over the years to even be looking out when I go into their house to see if they still have them. So you have the freedom to let go. And the other thing to keep in mind is, does it fit? So not only does it fit you, but does it fit the space? So I sometimes say you can keep as much wrapping paper as fits in this bin. That's it. But
how big can't I get a bigger bin then?
No. No, you get to fit, you know, what fits in the kitchen drawer or what fits in the cabinet labeled Tupperware. But the other thing is clothing that fits or clothing that doesn't fit.
Yeah, but I'm going to lose that 10 pounds and then those pants are going to fit again. Those pants are going to fit again, Robbie. Trust me.
That's what I do. I absolutely refuse to buy new, bigger stuff.
Uh-huh. You suck it up.
You refuse to buy bigger stuff because you just try to lose the weight, right?
No, I weigh
just lose the weight. Yes.
But what one of my really clients does. Beer.
I just have another burger. I just like, forget it. That's what the belt's for. You cinch it down. You can reach underneath the belt and you know, put the clasp
like
together
pull,
and then
pull the belly up.
So, that's the same ex-smoker who quit smoking because it's bad for your health. But then when you put on the extra weight, you figure you're going to be safe with the heart attack.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love the guys
that's
who
the
are like,
flaw in the logic. I'd rather smoke and be thin than be fat and have a heart attack. I don't know. It's just weird that way.
I used to wear the same pant
Robbie.
Size, but they're.
No, no, you guys, go
waist.
On.
Oh, wait,
remember, the segment is very short.
Oh,
it's
I'm sorry.
A
go
10
ahead.
Minute segment. Okay, so what I have a client who, when she tries something on, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
She turns it inside out and hangs it back up.
Huh?
Yeah. So that way, when she sees it, she'll know it doesn't fit, not to take it off the hanger and put it on.
Oh, see, saying that to guys, we just turn shirts inside out, figuring it's like wearing a new shirt.
You're right.
There you go. So my point is, when I saw all this, is why don't you just donate the clothing that doesn't fit instead of keeping a closet with 25% of your clothes that don't fit?
Uh-huh.
Because, again, the whole, you know, I might lose weight kind of thing. But there you have a closet of things, which, you know, on the one hand, it's a nice visual to go, oh, I don't have to grab this down because it doesn't fit. Donate it.
What about the other side of that, though, is if you now have a closet that has a bunch of room, you think you need to fill it up?
No. No, because you'll just feel so much better when you have all this extra room. The other thing is, and Ron, we've talked about this before, and you have clients who do this,
mm-hmm.
is when you wear something, reverse the hanger, put it in the other direction. So after a year, you can look in your closet and say, wow, I haven't worn this in a year. Visual reminder that, you know what, if I haven't worn it, I probably don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing that clients are doing too. And I know that you've spoken to some of our mutual clients about that, and
yes.
it really works.
Yeah.
So don't turn the clothes inside out if they don't fit. Donate the clothes that don't fit. Reverse the hangers once you wear something so you can visually see what you haven't worn in a year. Then here's another thing that one of my clients does, cracks me up. Every receipt that they have, they just take out, you know, when they're shopping of their handbag or whatever, and they throw it in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's the point? Are you saving it for taxes? No, I'm saving all this in case I need to return something. You know, if after a month or something it doesn't work right, you know, it breaks, doesn't fit, whatever, you can return it.
You don't need to save the receipts.
Why not?
Home Depot will take anything back. It doesn't even have to be theirs. Just return it to the Home Depot.
But they
Depot.
Typically won't give you a cash refund without a receipt.
That
They'll
blouse.
Only give you in-store
no.
credit.
They won't take the blouse back.
Oh, they won't?
No.
You've no. tried that?
But I was just going to say, in general, why are you saving every single receipt in a drawer instead of just saving the receipts for things you might want to return? So you go to Walgreens and you buy, you know, a lipstick. You buy a container of aspirin, something like that. This client saves every single receipt in a drawer and never goes through the drawer. So there are years of receipts in there. So
fire
what I
hazard.
Say is, yeah, thank you. Jeez. You know, again, if you have problems with Rich, email Ron at mightyhouse.net.
No, email Rich at mightyhouse.net. Don't send it to me.
You don't complain to the person who you're complaining about. You complain
sure you do.
To, anyway. So anyway,
we can complain
so,
to management, but it won't go very far.
Two ideas. One is just save the receipt for large purchases that you might return. You don't have to save all of your grocery store receipts. The other thing, if indeed you are saving every single receipt you have for this purpose, at least get a little, what are those flexible file folders, expandable file folders,
mm-hmm.
and mark one with a month every month. So the month of January, put all your receipts in there, you know, and then by the time, well, you don't even need a 12-month expandable, you just need about a 3-month expandable because returns are usually limited for 90 days. Then at the end of that month, you could, at the end of your third month, you can just go ahead and empty everything from January and not have to worry about years and years worth of receipts that you're going to have to comb through to find something. So I'm always learning things at my clients. Something's
yep.
good, something's bad.
Should I save my stereo boxes?
Oh my gosh, please don't save boxes. Oh my gosh, everybody does that. Oh my gosh. So I had a really quick 10 seconds left. So I had a client who saved every box, and then she said, "Look, I've moved 40 years later and I saved all these boxes. So look how much good this did me. I was able to pack everything up in these boxes." You saved boxes for 40 years.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.